last week. This week we're going to be talking about the Mongol invasion of China's Middle Kingdom and its very limited impact on postmodern Calvinism. Or or we could go by the differences between the Eastern and the Western Orthodox, the Eastern Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church, and we'll stick with that this evening. First of all, Europe. By the time we get into the 6th century, the Roman Empire looks a whole lot different than it did earlier. In fact, the Roman Empire doesn't even exist as we would normally think about it, because Rome is in the hands of Germanic tribes of Goths, as well as most of Europe. And lots of little tiny kingdoms that are pagan, but Rome itself is not in charge of Rome. And the eastern end of the Roman Empire is a giant city, Byzantium, later to be known as Constantinople. About 527, along comes an emperor, Justinian. And Justinian the Great has a lot of different names, but Justinian started looking at the empire and was really upset that they had lost the western end of it. In fact, its home. And decided he would go take it back. And in his life, he made huge strides towards that. In fact, he actually did take Rome back several times. And it wasn't always a successful hold, but he did go to Rome several times and conquered it. Belisarius was his great general that he sent on all the campaigns, because Justinian didn't do much fighting himself, if any. But he had two great generals that did all of that. Belisarius was his primary hammer. That was the guy that he used to do things. And he managed to get back portions of Italy, portions of Spain, and southern Europe, as well as all of North Africa that had been conquered prior to that, different nations holding each one. Eventually, all of that would be lost to the Moors, so all of his gains would be lost. But his real target was reuniting the Roman Empire under